Well, are there any memories of your playing days or of Harvey or Austin Country Club, the transition from its original site to out to Riverside or over to the new location? Is there anything that you'd like to talk about, Walter?
No, it's all been a wonderful experience. Wouldn't take anything in the world for what I had, you know. And the people that I got to play with, those memories are still there, you know. It's all mixed up in my mind. It's hard to remember just what year everything happened, but
I couldn't remember that right now. Yeah. I don't think there's much problem there, Walter.
But it was a wonderful experience to have and to meet the people that I did know. I got to know players like Jimmy Demerick. I played with Byron Nelson.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. Where did you meet Demerick?
He came to Austin at the Hancock, the old club there. He liked to play golf with in Austin because he liked Harvey, and he flew. I don't know whether they flew up here, but they came up, and he just got together with several. Willard Conley, I think, played that day, and we just all joined up with him and played. And the day that I saw him shoot a 60 on that course.
Hmm.
10,
really?
10 under par, that was. It was 70 par.
Pretty good play.
And amazed us, it set the course record. I think 62 or 63 was the course record up to then. And after that, I was a Jimmy Demerick fan.
Well, would Jimmy come up to take lessons from Harvey too, or is
that,
he
is just like
kind of
play.
The connection?
Yeah, Jimmy was on the. He liked to play a lot, and you didn't see him working on his game as much as some pros did.
But he just liked to play and have some fun.
Have fun, right? Yeah. That was Jimmy Demerick.
What do you remember?
Ambassador of golf, you know.
Yeah.
What do you remember about his ball striking? I mean,
he was a wedge artist. With a wedge, he could pitch up within a foot or two of the hole from anywhere around the green, on out, 50 yards. Hmm. He was a wedge player. But he could hit all the irons. He had strong forearms. If you ever saw him, his arm at wrist and all looked like it was one piece. It just came down there, and he had hands, the strength in his hands. He didn't take a long swing, you know. It wasn't a whole. He was more of a hitter, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Byron Nelson was